During a formula shortage, a mother is selling thousands of ounces of her breast milk. Parents sue their son for not giving them a grandchild. And a homework assignment requires kids to explain how they would de-gay their friend. These are the weird stories for Monday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian inside a closet. That's right. Here it is, the closet. And here we go, the show. A mother is selling thousands of ounces of her own breast milk as baby formula shortages continue in the U.S. Are you guys aware of the baby formula shortages? America is actually running out of baby formula right now because three companies control the market and apparently babies aren't that profitable. That's the title of one story. A baby formula shortage is gripping the U.S. and has been since March, and it has parents in a panic over where and when they'll be able to find these products that they need to feed their kids. They're out of stock. There's a supply chain situation as well gripping this industry. In fact, the out-of-stock rate, representing the amount of baby formula that's not currently in stock compared to what's typically available, was 43% for the week ending May 8th, according to DataAssembly. That's a lot. How does a baby formula crisis spring up in one of the world's richest countries, you're asking? Good question. Experts claim a recall by one of the industry's largest manufacturers, persistent supply chain issues, and a market dominated by only a few players have combined to form what one consumer goods expert calls a perfect storm, affecting the supply of essential formula to millions of babies across the U.S. And they say, unfortunately, they see this shortage lasting for many more months. And now that brings us to the other story, the Utah mother. Her name is Alyssa Chitty. She has three freezers full of breast milk. Here's a quote from her. I figure I'm running out of room here, so might as well help someone else. I know I have over 3,000 ounces, 3,000 ounces downstairs and probably about 1,000 upstairs as well. At first, Alyssa was going to donate all this milk to a local milk bank, but it was much easier, in fact, to list it online, and she thought she could help more people this way. And with the donor screening processes at local milk banks, which include a lot of blood work and other stuff, it's just a lot faster to offer it online, she says. We have a Mountain West Mother's Milk Bank in this story as well, also out of Utah. They say they would need more than 300 donors to meet the needs in the community. They're running out of donors. During this donor shortage, they've gotten down to only 175. They say even if hundreds of women volunteered to donate today, it would still take months for the milk bank to meet the demand. We have a quote from Mary Callahan, the milk bank's clinical coordinator. The donor screening process, because we are very thorough, and it does require blood tests, other tests. On average, it takes about 4 to 6 weeks. We do have donors that are motivated that can get it done in two. It would probably take us 2 to 3 months to really get to where we can start looking to providing for the outward community that's outside of the hospital. I don't really have a Utah accent, but Jonesy just gave that to me for some strange reason. Now back to Alyssa, our lady with a cachet of breast assist milk. She was hoping to sell her breast milk at $1 per ounce, but she's willing to negotiate, you should know, with moms because she understands what they're going through, she said. Here's a quote from Alyssa. It was making me nervous just because my daughter was very, very colicky, and I know a lot of moms need specific formulas for babies with upset tummies. I know how hard it can be when they're upset. There's nothing you can do about that stomach pain, I tell you. In case you're wondering, buying and selling breast milk online is perfectly legal. You should know that. Of course it is. You can buy AR-15s online. Why can't you buy breast assist milk? Here's the issue, though, guys. It is unregulated. When human milk is obtained directly from individuals or through the internet, the FDA would like you to know that the donor is unlikely to have been screened for infectious diseases or contamination risk. Now, the FDA does like to send out alarming messages like this, so you don't buy products that they haven't approved and that go through them. Yeah, we can argue if there's something else going on here. And if the FDA is really concerned with your overall health, there are some instances that I've come across where I've questioned that. But, you know, drastic times sometimes cause for drastic measures. With a formula shortage, people may have this as their only option, buying breast milk online. So just do what you can to be careful. And maybe those of you who are considering having babies right now, maybe you kind of put it off. It doesn't seem like the right time in history to really be having babies. Anybody agree with me on that? There's just a lot going on. Parents are suing their son for not giving them a grandchild. That's right. A couple in India is suing their only son and his wife for not producing a grandchild after being married for 6 whole years. Sanjeev and Sadhana Prasad, age 61 and 57, these are the parents in the lawsuit. They filed this lawsuit on May 7th on the grounds of mental harassment, according to the media. The couple is demanding $650,000 in compensation should a grandchild not be born in the next year. Wow, that's a lot of money. That's like a house. They're suing him for a house if they don't get busy and make a grandchild. Is this okay? I need more information. I've never heard of such a thing. The Prasads, you know, the parents in this story, claim that they've spent their life savings raising their son. They also paid for his education to become a pilot. They also paid for his lavish wedding in 2016. According to the media, the son and his wife have yet to respond publicly to this lawsuit. Here's a quote from the father who's suing. "I have only one son. I spent all my savings on his upbringing." That's it. That's the quote. Okay, I want to hear more, buddy. Can you tell me more? I mean, sure, a lot of people are without grandkids right now, but have you seen the state of affairs? First of all, buddy, there's not a lot of breast milk out there, all right? You need to take that into consideration. Supply chain issues. Also, dude, there's a pandemic. Have you heard of it? It's happening right now, a pandemic. Pretty bad in your country, I've heard as well. Now, the father also says when there was an economic recession and job loss forced his son to return to India in 2007, he and his wife financially supported their son at that time. Once their son was back on his feet and got a job at a private airline, the parents claim they arranged the marriage to his wife. Yeah, that's what happens in India. The marriages are arranged. You didn't do anything special there. You just did what was customary. Another quote from this bitter father. "We finally got him married in 2016 with the hope that we would get a grandchild to play with in our retirement age." Hey, a play with? This is what you want? A play toy? This is one of the worst reasons to procreate, is so that you could have a play toy, sir. Who do you think you are? It's horrible. Horrible. Here's another quote from this jerk. "Almost 6 years have passed and there is no child. No child! We are facing immense mental harassment." You are ridiculous, sir. And I can't believe they allow this lawsuit to go forward. I think that's what's happening. Because you're bored. "We're retiring and we're bored. Could you please make some babies?" Wow, worse reason to make babies. The couple added that their granddaughter-in-law's career, which they claim causes her to reside in a different city than her husband, also causes them immense pain. "And your wife is never home and it causes us pain." They are way too embroiled in the son's lifestyle. The parents have even offered to raise their grandchild should their son and his wife be too busy with their careers. Oh, I'm sure they would love that. It sounds like they just want a child. Why don't you guys just adopt or something if you want some kids? Clearly, I don't know, you're bored. Why don't you go volunteer at a school or something? After school daycare programs could use people like you. Maybe not. You seem kooky. "We are hardly left with any money because we spent everything on our son. Everything." Here's a quote from the lawyer. "From the parents' point of view, their demand is justified. Their expectations are not wrong." Oh, they're not? Their expectations are not wrong? Are you okay, lawyer? Yeah, you're their lawyer, all right? Brah. We know your angle. Lawyers. Come on. They're going to hear this in court May 17th, though, so I guess we'll all learn whether or not this is going to hold some ground. I would imagine it doesn't, but I'm not familiar with family law in India. My expertise doesn't spread that far, unfortunately. What do you guys think? Is this okay to sue your grandkids for not having babies? That seems nuts, but I've seen crazier lawsuits before. This doesn't surprise me. But then you can't reward them for this, because then where's it going to end? You know, you're going to start suing the grandkids for not visiting you enough. Like, you're going to sue the parents because the grandkids had bad grades. Like, where does it end? Those are kind of weird examples, but do you guys agree with this? Call the show 646-450-2012. Yay! A homework assignment requires kids to explain how they would de-gay their friends. A Christian school in Kentucky told students to explain how they would take a friend out of being gay in a homework assignment entitled Letter to My Homosexual Friend. Come on, Kentucky, really? How are you going to de-gay your friend with a letter? What is this? Oh, Kentucky, are you also still processing witches over there? Are you? Confess you're a witch! Come on. I can't believe this is real in 2022. Letter to my homosexual friend. I'll de-gay you, don't worry, with my letter. Hey, better than your letter, guys. Order the spray. Gay away. Just spray your gay friend and all the gay goes away, guys. Kentucky, yeah. Now, someone took a screenshot of the middle school homework assignment from the Christian Academy of Louisville. Way to go, Christian Academy of Louisville. Make your donors proud by dehumanizing others. That's just wonderful. Okay, so it said, essay, write a letter to a friend of your same gender who is struggling with homosexuality. Assume that you have known this friend since kindergarten, that you go to the same church, and that you have been pretty good friends over the years until now. Until now, so because if you have a gay friend, they have to no longer be your friend, right? Obviously. The aim of the letter should be to lovingly and compassionately speak truth to the person that you're talking to in a way that does not approve of any sin. Any sin! Instead, try to persuade them of the goodness of God's design for him. I love it. As though people were designed by a dude. All right. Hey, you believe what you want, but I don't believe people were designed by a dude. That's just me. Just like I don't believe in the chupacabra. Yeah, I try to like bring reason and science to my world. I don't know about y'all. Okay, it says here, in at least 8 sentences, try to show the friend from the Bible reason and your personal friendship that God's design for them is good, that homosexuality will not bring them satisfaction, that you love them even though you don't approve of their lifestyle. Hey guys, what would Jesus do? That's what I would like to know. In instances like this, what would Jesus do? You think Jesus would write a letter saying, I don't approve of your lifestyle? Change. Let me de-gay you. From my understanding, the basic tenets of Jesus's teachings was to love thy neighbor and love everybody, even your enemies. I think your enemies would include a friend that is gay, right? Although that shouldn't be your enemy. But I think the sort of love that Jesus tried to put forward includes all of that. And if you don't believe that, you're really not paying attention. The parent of one of the students at the school took a screenshot of the assignment and sent it to someone named J.P. Davis, who shared it online. I don't know who that is. But Davis told the media that it's just disappointing because I don't think we should tolerate those sorts of teachings. I know it's a private school. I know it's a Christian school. My Christian faith is about love and not hate. I've received dozens of messages from alumni of CAL thanking me and telling me their stories of trauma. Some of them are really emotionally upsetting. Now, we have a statement from the Cal superintendent, Darren A. Long, who said the assignment was actually taken out of context. It was taken out of context, I'm sure. I'm sure it was. Darren. This particular assignment in context was... No, actually, let me do this accent for Darren. This particular assignment in context was how a person could discuss that homosexuality with a friend from a biblical perspective with compassion and love. Now, this hypothetical friend conversation was for our students to review the class discussions and their perspectives on the subject. Moving forward, we will review this assignment to ensure there is clarity in its purpose and its language. I love how he says it was taken out of context, and then he gives you the context. He says it was the review of class discussions and perspectives that the students were having on the subject. So, are you okay, Darren? So it's in context, in other words, and you just cemented that. Wow, so dumb. So dumb. Do we have a remedy for dumb guys? I wish we did. Oh, and I know dumb. I totally know dumb. I was raised Catholic. I used to get into a little black box and tell a guy behind a screen that I used to touch myself, and then he would tell me to say these prayers on my knees so that I could get into heaven. And then I would do it all over again the next week. And then the next week. How many times did you touch yourself, sir? I don't know. What time is it? A thousand? 1,000 times, sir? Why am I telling you this? This seems weird. Oh, boy. When are we going to wake up from these illusions, man? And lastly, I just want to say, if you're gay, it's okay. If you're gay and you live in Kentucky, you might want to move away. Hey, loyal listeners and friends of the show. Thank you so much for being with me for this Monday episode. I really appreciate you spending some time with me in Weird AF News today. I hope you enjoyed the Florida Friday episode. I got a lot of feedback over the weekend about it, and I appreciate that very much. And thanks to everybody who sent me articles for that as well. I'm a little under the weather right now. I hope you can bear with me. I didn't pass my flu test over the weekend. Yeah, I got the flu and strep throat. They have tests for all of these now, so I'm on antibiotics, and which means I can't have as much coffee as I usually do. I try to stay off the coffee when I'm trying to get over a cold, and so I'm a little lower on the energy, too. Please forgive me. Please forgive me, but I still think I'm thoughtful. I think I'm thoughtful. What do I know? Anyways, I want to give thanks and praise now to Charlie Pullman, who bought me coffee and wrote me just like the nicest note, too. Charlie wrote, "I'm on my lady's phone. This past Monday, I just came home from 2 months in the hospital and 3 months in physical rehabilitation. Jonesy, your episodes from this recent week had me laughing so hard, I was crying. I really needed that. You broke my depression because of all the problems I had over the last week. Thank you, Jonesy, and also belated happy birthday." This is one of the nicest messages I've ever got. This is just so lovely to know that I helped somebody break a depression, someone who's been in and out of the hospital for 3 months and rehab and all that. I'm just so grateful, Charlie. Thank you so much for doing this. Man, I'm just so glad I was able to be a distraction for you during a tough time, man. That's really all I'm trying to do here, you know, is entertain and educate and be a nice distraction from our problems, you know. Everybody's got them, especially now. The problems are just, I don't know. I just feel like I'm getting smashed over the head with a wave of new problems every month, man. Just the world's kind of nuts right now. And so I'm happy to do this for people. I really am. And thank you for wishing me a happy birthday as well. It means so much. So big shout out to Charlie Pullman. I hope you totally recovered, and reach out anytime, man. I also got a new patron as well. So I just wanted to give thanks to Jordan Corte, or Court. I hope I said it correctly. Korte. At the Jordan with an A-N. I think it's a she, right? Jordan with an A-N. Join the Patreon. So thank you so much for joining the Patreon, Jordan. I so appreciate that. We're giving thanks and praise to Jordan. I don't know where you're from, but please email me and tell me where you're from. I'm going to put your name up on the closet wall. And please enjoy the extra content that's in the Patreon. I put some stuff in there over the weekend, and I'm about to record a video response to all the questions I got in there. I got a Q&A. Going, and I'm going to record that video as soon as I'm feeling better, which might be tonight. I'm starting to feel better. I'm hoping to record it tonight anyways. We'll stick it in there in a couple days, no matter. I would have done it sooner, but I got smashed with the flu. So thank you for joining the Patreon. If you guys would like to buy me coffee or join the Patreon to support the show, it's pretty easy. Go to weirdafnews.com and click on one of those banners. They're right there on the front page. Or you can go to patreon.com/weirdafnews. Now, despite having the flu, I still had a pretty fun weekend. It was productive. I played softball. I watched the Celtics win, and I did go to a Babyface concert. I went pretty sick, too, to that Babyface concert. But I had to go, man. I've been waiting a long, long time to see him. If you follow my Instagram, you would have saw that I posted a lot of videos and pics of him and just sort of gave you a rundown of all the great hits that Babyface has written. I mean, he's written so many hits for so many artists. Songs that you love that you had no idea were not written by that artist, but were written by Babyface. I mean, a lot of hits. Anyways, you can follow me on Instagram at Funny Jones to get updates like that. I don't know if you want any more of me in your life other than the podcast, but the Instagram is where I'm very, very active, I would say. At Funny Jones, follow me. I'll follow you back. I'll say hi, drop me a DM, all of that. Send me stories as well. Of course, my email is funnyjones@gmail.com. And you have the phone number if you want to call the show. I'd love to hear from my callers. All right. I'm going to get some rest. We'll see you tomorrow.